The governor switches up a board nomination. The state superintendent blames poor record keeping for missing grant opportunities. And details on a multi-state bike ride to honor Cherokee ancestors. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 24th. I'm Deborah Shar. Governor Kevin Stitt has nominated someone new to fill an empty seat on the board that governs OSU and four other public universities. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler reports Stitt made the suggestion after the state Senate refused to confirm his previous nominees.
Stitt summoned the state Senate to the Capitol for a special session earlier this month to confirm his nomination of former OSU Athletic Director Mike Holder for the Oklahoma A&M Board of Regents. Now, Stitt has withdrawn Holder's nomination and replaced him with attorney Jennifer Callahan, as reported by the nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice. Callahan is Stitt's third choice for the position. Before Holder, the governor recommended rancher Susan Bergen, but the Senate overwhelmingly voted her down during the last week of the regular legislative session. When called back to consider Holder, the Senate met briefly but refused to take any action. Pro Tem Greg Treat said it would take more time and consideration than the governor wanted to confirm a nominee to the board. The governor is still calling for a special session, it's just been amended to be about confirming Callahan rather than Holder. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma Legislative Office of Fiscal Transparency presented its report to lawmakers last week on federal grant funding for the State Department of Education. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports nearly $1.4 million has been left on the table, and State Superintendent Ryan Walters says that's due to the exodus of staffers from his department.
The Loft report details two federal grants that expired with money left over, the Ready to Learn and Stop School Violence Technology and Threat Assessment grants, both from the U.S. Department of Justice and aimed at preventing school violence. For Ready to Learn, OSDE did not renew contracts for two vendors handling grant projects and closed out the grant with just one of three grant objectives completed, leaving about $1.2 million on the table. For the other grant, about $200,000 was left unspent. When lawmakers questioned why the money was left unused, Walters blamed poor record-keeping from employees who left his department.
They were either removed or left and intentionally did not turn over records. So those were things that we have dealt with, and we have a much better process in place moving forward.
Walters says the department's new process for grants is now decentralized and involves his entire team. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
State Attorney General Gentner Drummond is reaffirming his push for state-level immigration enforcement in federal court. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has this update on Drummond's response to a federal lawsuit.
In his June 13 court filing in the Western District Court of Oklahoma, Drummond takes aim at each of the federal government's complaints about House Bill 4156, the state's new law criminalizing anyone in the country without legal permission. He claims federal authorities are, quote, not likely to show the measure is unconstitutional because it complements federal law. But what Drummond calls complementing, Department of Justice officials are calling overstepping. They say the new law preempts federal authority over matters of immigration and interferes with the United States' foreign commerce relationships. The state attorney general dismisses that and every other argument plaintiffs have made, saying Oklahoma is entitled to protect itself under the U.S. Constitution during what he calls an invasion at the southern border. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Bicyclists following the Trail of Tears recently finished a ride commemorating their ancestors. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Katie Hallam has more on their historic journey.
Remember the Removal Bike Ride is a 950-mile trip retracing the northern path of the Trail of Tears through seven states. Starting in New Echota, Georgia, 10 Cherokee Nation citizens and seven Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians biked to Tahlequah in 3 weeks. During the trek, the group pedaled over trails and visited areas where their ancestors were forced to walk, many of their family and friends dying in the process. This was the 40th time Cherokee bicyclists have made the trip. During the homecoming ceremony, Chief Chuck Hoskin praised the cyclists for continuing their ancestors' legacy, calling them a testament to the strength of the Cherokee people. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.